My husband Mark and I had cycled in France once before and were eager to try again. So we jumped at the chance to join our friends Joe and Edie, veteran cyclists, on a 3-week bike adventure through Tuscany. The rolling emerald hills with small paved roads and sparse traffic seemed like a cyclist's paradise. Our goal wasn't famous cities like Florence or Siena, but towns whose names sound like Italian operas: Montepulciano, San Gimignano, and Montefalconico. Part of the challenge was picking the next town and planning a route.
Arezzo. All right, now let's see how to get there. Can we
how
open this up a little bit?
Well, we're not going to go to it. We're not going to stay in Arezzo.
But I want to see the roads, because I don't see anything major. Well, there isn't anything major, but what I would suggest...
Let's see.
Is Arezzo a big city?
Can we open this up here?
You don't want to open it up, because we're just going to...
Cycling slows the pace of travel and expands the senses. You can feel the breeze, smell the countryside, and listen to village life. It occurred to me that had we been traveling by car, we would never have reached some of these secluded hilltop towns. But by bike, we could head further up small cobblestone streets and into the town squares where we meet and try to talk with the locals.
Oh, mangia buono.
Okay.
All right, where do we go now?
Straight ahead. For a change.
All right, we go about 8 kilometers and then we stop again and see where we are.
Stop and eat.
All right.
Cortona.
Okay.
Cortona is exquisite and literally covers the side of a mountain. Our muscles aching after a hard 3-mile climb, we're rewarded by extraordinary views of the countryside as we bike ever higher. We cycle by the old church and past ancient buildings of tan stucco and brick with red tile roofs. From the distance, these appear to be made of pink gold. We met an American expatriate, Peter Borelli, who's been lucky enough to live here for almost 2 years.
The beauty, it makes sometimes it brings tears to my eyes. It just fills my chest, and it's just it's incredibly beautiful. And then the people, which is part of the beauty. They're just an open, warm people.
After Cortona, we decided to head for the Monte Oliveto Monastery with its famed herbal pharmacy. The abbey was 6 miles up a narrow, steep road lined with Tuscan wildflowers and dominated by red poppies and the fragrant smell of broom. I had visions of a typical Italian church with floor-to-ceiling art and Baroque marble decorations, but instead, the abbey had a stark white interior, decorated only with an altar painting and a gigantic vase of flowers. Slowly, about 20 white-robed monks entered. Their voices resonated under the high vaulted ceiling. Standing in that ancient church, watching and listening to the 1,400-year-old chants, swept me backwards in time. This haunting music will always be part of the Tuscan countryside. On the last morning of our trip, Joe and I sat on a balcony overlooking a deep, lush valley. Why was Tuscany such an amazing cycling experience?
I think that Tuscany provides a feast for the senses. It first of all provides a feast for the eyeballs because it's so undulatingly green, so placid, the little mountaintop villages and villas all over the place. It provides a feast for the ears, in a sense, because it's so quiet and placid.
My bicycle enabled me to savor these quiet back roads. I could go beyond the asphalt and truly revel in the countryside. Compared with a car or train, our slower cycling pace made for easy stops that allowed us to enter the world of the local people. We're eager to repeat this rich experience with another European bike trip. Next stop, the Pyrenees. This is Joan Reese for The Savvy Traveler. Ciao.